reminds us the wisdom that God offers that Solomon neglected to obey was at a crucial time. Now, look in your Bibles. Let me explain this to you. 1 Kings chapter 1. 1 Kings chapter 1. Now, remember, the only way to properly interpret any book of the Bible is to understand the context, the historical context. And the context is contained in who God was sending that message to, the original recipients. Do you remember we covered that in class 1? Well, Proverbs were sent to the recipient, Solomon, at this time in his life when he was, look at chapter 1 and verse 38. It says, so Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada and the Kerethites and the Pelethites went down and had Solomon ride on King David's mule. They took him to Gihon, and then Zadok the priest took the horn of oil from the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. And they blew the horn, and all the people said, long live what? King Solomon. The wisdom God offered Solomon was neglected when he became king. Why? What was Solomon supposed to do? Well, on the slide there, God had given him a road to lifelong usefulness. Now, let me explain to you real quickly what that means. We're going to see in Deuteronomy 17. So take your Bibles, and I want to show you what Solomon was supposed to do on that day he was anointed to be king. He was supposed to start something. Deuteronomy 17, and starting in verse 18 says, and it shall be when he sits on the throne of his kingdom. Who are we talking about? The king. Back up to verse 14 of Deuteronomy 17. When you come in the land which the Lord gives you and you dwell in it, verse 15, you shall surely set a king over you. So Solomon was set over as a king. Verse 15 says, don't set him as a foreigner. Verse 16, he, the king, should not multiply horses. 17, he shall not multiply wives, lest he turn his heart away, nor shall he greatly multiply silver and gold. How is Solomon supposed to know all these things? Well, here's the pathway to God's usefulness. Look at verse 18. And it shall be when he sits on the throne of his kingdom that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book from the one before the priests and the Levites, and it, that's his copy he makes, shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God and carefully observe. Whoa. How did Solomon ruin his life? Well, one big obvious element is he didn't select friends God's way. But why didn't he select friends God's way? Because he didn't heed God's path of wisdom. What's God's path of wisdom? Well, he had an assignment here. Let me just go through this assignment. Look at the next slide, and I'll read it, and you just follow along. A skilled scribe who was at his peak could copy the words of a page in 2 to 3 hours if everything was set for him. Now, I'm talking about in the time of Solomon. If he had ink and paper and pen and a reader to read it to him, he would copy it down. Now, back to your Bibles. What does it say? In verse 18, when he sits on the throne, he shall write a copy of this law. What law is he talking about? He's talking about the Pentateuch. He's talking about the first five books of the Bible. Now, for a moment, take in your hands your Bible and get Genesis to Deuteronomy, right there. See, here's the Bible, and look at that much. You see? In my Bible, it's 194 pages of the 1100. So it's 200 pages of 1,000. It's a fifth, almost, of the Bible. Now look back at the slide. The Pentateuch has 5,852 verses, nearly 160,000 words. At normal speed, it would take a minimum of 900 hours to hand copy the Hebrew letters with ink and a quill onto an animal skin or parchment. That would be 6 months of work, nonstop, at 8 hours a day. Look at the next slide. 182 pages, that's the Pentateuch, 5,852 verses, 160,000 words, 900 hours of work, or 6 months of 8-hour days. Now look up from your slides. God asked every king of Israel to do something as soon as they sat down on the throne. He asked them to do something very hard. He asked them to devote themselves to hand copying 192 pages of the Bible and having that personal copy sitting next to them in the throne. Now, look at the next slide. Deuteronomy 17:14-17, before this command to copy, would have been something Solomon would have had to have copied over. And it says, when you're king, don't multiply horses, don't multiply wives, don't multiply gold and silver. Let me just ask you, even someone that has a very cursory knowledge of Solomon's life, what was he known for? He was known for having chariot cities, thousands of horses. He was known for having 1,000 wives. How many wives do most people have? Either 0 or 1. The majority of people throughout all history have either not been married or had 1. The vast majority. Solomon had 1,000. And gold and silver? He had more gold than anyone has ever amassed in history. And silver was as common as gravel, it says, during his reign. Wow. He would have noted that, those three direct commands of God, if he would have, look at this, if he would have heeded God's path of wisdom.